ER-101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER-101 from the American College of Emergency Physicians. In our medical news of the week segment, the HPV vaccine, according to the CDC, is at a dramatically low rate. People are not getting this life-saving vaccine. So my next expert, Dr. Janice Ford Baker, is an emergency physician and an attending at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden, New Jersey, and she's here to talk about this. Thank you for being here, Dr. Ford Baker. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lee, for having me. I do think that this is an important topic to discuss.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, it's funny, if you think about in the last 10, if you think about, and I'm sure I'm older than you, like 25 years ago, people saying, oh, we're going to cure cancer with a vaccine. I mean, it was unbelievable. And I think, you know, that's why the link between the virus and the cancer, you know, did win a Nobel Prize. And now we have these vaccines, which if you said to someone, oh, could you prevent your child from getting cancer in the future? Everyone would want to do it. Yet not a lot of people are getting this vaccine. And talk a little bit about this new CDC study that came out that talked about the vaccination rate for teens.
Yeah, the vaccination rate, unfortunately, is very low. If you look at the population, there are actually about 20 million people that are currently infected with the HPV virus right now in the United States. And when you look at adolescents, only ages 15 through 24, half of them make up that infection. And unfortunately, the study just really shows that there are very low vaccination rates. And what they really emphasize is for clinicians to get the information out there to parents in realizing that this can save their lives and it can prevent cancer. I think some of the barriers leading up to getting the vaccination is the fact that when we talk about HPV and what it can cause, or human papillomavirus, it is a sexually transmitted disease. And I think that is maybe some of the barriers that may come into play with realizing that it's a sexually transmitted disease. But on the other hand, we do have a vaccine, as you said, that can prevent cancer.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about this. So the human papillomavirus is a virus that they found that is transmitted from sex, but there are different strains, and there are certain strains, right, that can actually change the cells in your body and can cause a cancer, right?
So the vaccinations that we have currently available can prevent against the most common strains that can lead to cervical cancer, but not only cervical cancer, it can also include cancers of the anus, the penis, the oropharynx as well. So it's not only for females when we think about cervical cancer, and those two strains are HPV 16 and 18. And there are two vaccines available that prevent against that. They also have one of the vaccinations can prevent against four strains, including HPV 6 and 11, and those actually cause 90% of genital warts. So those are sort of the spectrum of the disease processes that you can get from the HPV viruses.
Right. And because of the oral pharyngeal cancer and such, what's interesting, and he got a lot of flack from it, but I say kudos to Michael Douglas for even bringing it up, is the idea, you know, originally it was a vaccine they talked about for young women. Now the CDC is recommending boys get it. My son is 16. I had him vaccinated. And it's because that's the newest demographic in head and neck cancers today, right? Yeah. Are these young guys that had HPV.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's exactly the point, because the vaccination now, you can do it very early on. As you said, your son's already vaccinated. The vaccine series can actually be started as early as 9 years of age. And it is a three-part series. You have to get three shots in order to be fully vaccinated. But think of the benefit that you can have, that you've already protected your children from getting something where they may not even be engaging in activity as yet, but at least you know from one standpoint you've protected them.
Right. I think, too, I agree that there is this big stigma because it is, you know, kind of talking about sex and what. And, you know, I have one son and it's pretty, you know, the big joke was I was trying to decide when. And I did talk to the pediatrician and I was pretty sure. And I kept saying to him, you know, this was, and he's like, oh, mom, as he rolls his eyes, as he was going into his teenhoods, I go, don't forget, you cannot have sex until you tell me because we have to get you vaccinated. And he's looking at me, and I'll never forget when I went to the pediatrician at one point and he comes out of the room because by then he was like 14, 15, and he said, I think you should get vaccinated. And I was like, why? What did he tell you? He said nothing, but he's tired of you talking about this. So it is. The key is, you know, there is even a little bit of an older, kids can get it a little bit older. But the key is to do it before you have sex. So
right, because the thing is, once you've already been exposed to an HPV virus, and whether or not you have symptoms of it, getting the vaccination after you've been exposed or after you've contracted HPV 16, 18, 6, or 11 will not deter what can potentially happen in the future. So you would still be at risk for developing the viral warts, the cervical, anus, and such cancers. So if you've already been exposed, getting the vaccination after the point is not helpful.
Right. So I think that's important. But do you think also there's just this, we have this, there's a whole contingency today in society of these distrust of vaccinations. And I think that's also part of it. You know, one issue is this, that we're talking about sex and our teenagers, which is considered taboo. And then I think the other issue is there's this whole distrust of vaccines, even though we've shown now that it doesn't cause, you know, autism. You know, the British Journal even retracted. So what do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with that. And that's something I even see in the emergency room is where I work. I see children as well as an adult. And, you know, you have a child that comes in. He's, you know, 14, 15 months with fever and such. And you ask the question, you know, vaccines up to date, and you assume to hear yes from every parent. Right. And then once in a while, you'll have a mother that says, no, they're not getting the vaccinations. And you're absolutely right. They're proven to be safe. And I think there has to be some of that stigma has to come away from the idea of vaccinations that we're trying to actually hurt someone or just historical biases with people being fielded as though they're guinea pigs and such, and realizing that there is evidence we can use these vaccinations, and for that reason here in the United States, there's no polio. There are other parts of the world where polio is still a problem, but we have vaccinations against it. Same thing with measles, rubella. And so, you know, just as how there's the immunization scale or schedule for the common, the things we vaccinate against, I was thinking that perhaps HPV should be added to that because to let it realize that it's just as safe as these vaccinations and it's something to protect your child in the future. Now, there's even a vaccine adverse event reporting system and for the HPV vaccine and all vaccines, and there have not been any links shown that this vaccine causes any serious life-threatening diseases or death. The only thing common are pain at the site of the shot, fever, dizziness, and nausea. And those were the most common side effects from getting the vaccination.
Right. I know. It's true. It's just very hard to hit home. And it's funny. I think our memories are so short. People forget. And certainly this is even before my time, when kids were dying of these communicable diseases like polio, like diphtheria. You know, I remember when there was this big issue of MRSA getting spread in schools, and, you know, one or two kids got sick, and it was all over the news. And you're thinking to yourself, years ago, tens of thousands of kids died of diseases. We now have vaccines, yet we're still so distrustful of vaccines. It's terrible.
Yeah. And especially for something, as you said, that can prevent cancer, prevent cervical, anal, oral, pharyngeal cancers. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, because as we said, they're on the rise. And if there's one thing that we have identified, we're always looking for the cure for cancer. Well, here's the prevention for cancer. So it's a good thing. I want to thank my guest, Dr. Ford, for giving us some very informative information on the HPV vaccine and talk to your healthcare provider about it for your kids. You've been listening to ER 101. I'm Dr. Lieven Ocher on Radio MD. Stay well.